White Coolies, a true story of Australian women at war, adapted from the diary written in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey. Dedicated to those nurses who did not return. Sister Davis.
Missing.
Sister Hempstead.
Missing.
Sister Gardam.
Missing.
Sister Raymond.
Missing.
Sister Jeffrey.
Here. July the 20th. I must mark this date to check up on what happened in the outside world. On the rare occasions, meat comes into the camp now. It's usually part of a wild pig for the whole 600 of us. Today, we were given 14 live pigs to be killed, cut up, and rationed out uncooked. We 10 in Hut 13 were given a loin part with 9 chops. This was a bit awkward, but Ioli and I were hut cooks that day, so we pot-roasted it. It was the largest piece of meat we've had for years, and it was wonderful. We've kept our chop bones to chew on later. At the moment, we all feel very comfortable inside. This afternoon, Val, Jess Doyle and I were sitting in the doorway of the hut on our time off, when we heard wood being chopped quite close to us.
Oh, someone's full of energy. It must be the effect of having a full tummy for once.
It sounds as if whoever it is chopping our old dead rubber tree down.
Eh?
The one just here? Oh, surely not.
Well, I'm going to have a look.
Oh, just think. Roast pork yesterday, stewed pork, etc. today. You know, it's too much.
I couldn't eat all my stew. A whole cupful. It was too rich. I'll have the rest on my rice at tea time.
It is our tree they're chopping down.
Who, Val?
A working party. All the branches and things are falling in the creek and floating away. So people from the hut across the creek are hauling it onto the bank for firewood.
Well, why don't we get some? We need it.
Well, why not?
Oh, you can't go dragging trees about, Val. You're not supposed to be up, let alone doing those tricks.
Oh, I'm all right. The malaria is passing. My temp's down. I'll go ahead and bag some. You see if any of the others will come and give a hand.
She's a demon. She's got no right to be doing this.
Oh, well, you can't stop her. There's Trot. She helped. Trot! Hey, Trot!
Yes?
Come and help get a tree.
Come and do what?
Get a tree. Out of the creek.
Well, what on earth for? We've got a lot of trees.
Well, this one's for firewood. Come on, the others will have got the best of it.
Oh, so far it's only the branches that have gone in. But by the look of it, the trunk should be cut through in a jiff, and we'll bag that.
We will? How?
Oh, we'll manage.
Yes, we'll manage to get drowned if we try and get that out of the water. It's immense.
Timber!
Oh, come on! Into the creek!
Well, there's nothing else for it. In I go. Oh, well. One in, all in. Come on, Trot.
Oh, quickly! It's going into the deep water.
By the rocks here, Trot, they're sharp.
I've got it!
Well, if you look at Val, she looks like an agitated ant worrying a hippo.
Hold on, Val, we're coming.
Ouch!
Oh, darn! What have you done, Jess? Cut my foot, I think. Down rocks.
Turn it around. Turn it at the bank. Then we can cross it.
Oh, not that bank, Fathead. We're on that side.
You all right, Jess? I think I'd better get out and have a look. Both people feel a bit odd.
Will you go on? We'll manage.
Oh, well, we won. And I bet we couldn't have done that little job before we had our pork dinners.
Now we've got enough wood to last us for months without scrounging.
Yes, all we need is some hale and hearty soul to chop it up for us.
Mm.
How's your foot, Jess? Was it badly cut?
That one's a bit of a mess.
Oh, you better come over to the hospital and let me bind it up.
No, don't worry, Jeff. I've got to go over presently. I'm on duty this evening.
Well, I'm on too, so I'll fix it up.
Oh, that's a nasty-looking mess, Jess. Oh, I'm sorry. That was bad luck.
I'll get over it.
A little more mail from home arrived today. Ioli is terribly worried about her young brother in the RAAF. All her 1943 letters say that he's missing over Germany. But so much could have happened since then. We're in a maddening situation here. All we can do is wait and hope. Jess is in hospital. Her feet are badly infected and look awful.
Hello, Jeff. Are you on duty or visiting me?
Visiting you. I've just come off duty. How are your wounds?
Oh, fair.
Well, no more wading in stony creeks for you for a while, my girl.
Not ever again. Jeff, have you got any coconut fibre left?
Oh, not a bit. I nursed the last little bit I used for a toothbrush for ages. But it's gone now.
Oh, I do wish we could get some. It wasn't so bad being able to clean the teeth with it and a drop of ash in the fireplace. It's awful without anything.
I know. Your mouth never feels clean, does it?
Anything I can do for you, Jess?
Oh, hello, Jeff.
Hello.
Yes, Val. Just don't get any more brainwaves about wallowing about in creeks salvaging trees.
Oh, Jess, I'm so sorry. I didn't think.
No, don't be a goose. I'm only pulling your leg. I'm fine. It's been quite a rest.
Well, there's one thing about it. You can't go on duty.
Oh, I wish there was some more of that wonderful food we had the day you cut yourself. Remember?
Will I ever forget? Ooh, that's stew.
And now here we are back to rotting tapioca roots.
It's August. I haven't written much in my diary this last few weeks. It's all the same old thing over and over again. No food, illness, heat, and Japs. We can usually find something to talk and laugh about, but are really very tired of this life here. So many of us are desperately ill now. Sometimes it's hard to find enough of our girls to staff the hospital. Since my last entry in this diary, we've had another tragedy. I was coming off night duty when I met Trot. She was standing outside the hospital in a daze. Trot? What are you doing standing there? Trot!
Yes?
What's the matter, Trot? Are you ill?
No. No, I'm all right.
Well, then why are you standing here like this?
I didn't realize I should be on duty. I must go back.
Not until you tell me what's the matter.
I thought you would have known. Freeman died a little while ago.
But Trot, she was all right an hour or so ago. I saw her.
I know. I just had a cup of tea with her. We were chatting. I came back to say something to her. And she was gone.
Can't believe it. I know she was getting a lot of malaria and dysentery and beriberi.
Wouldn't let up. Couldn't throw it all off. But I didn't see. She seemed quite gay. I thought she was a little bit better.
Dot was my senior when we trained together in Melbourne. She was always such fun. The way she worked here in the bakery business with Ioli and Dream. Now there's only Ioli and me left from Australian Bakeries Limited.
Jeff, it's terrible. I can't stand much more.
We're just existing now. Every day we ask at the hospital how many people are expected to die during the day. And then little groups trudge up to the cemetery to dig the graves among the ferns and wildflowers. Many people go to funerals just to get firewood. Most of them come back dragging dead branches of trees behind them. It does seem awful to do this, but it's the only way they can get enough wood to cook with. Coming back through the rubber trees one day, I found a tiny latex cup. It's about 2 inches deep and 2 inches wide. It's big enough for Ioli and me to heat our stew rations in. And I also found some wire.
Oh, what are you doing, Jeff?
Well, I'm going to try and make some handles for our cooking tins, Val.
Oh, you haven't got any spares, have you? I haven't a thing to fry rice in now. My tin's collapsed.
Oh, I'll lend you one.
Hey, that's barbed wire. How can you use that?
Well, if I hammer the barbs down, I think they'll grip the tin. The top of it, see?
Well, you should have been a blacksmith. You have quite good cooking utensils, Jeff. 3 separate things. All you need now is something to cook.
Oh, a hammer would help. This stone's crumbling.
Hello, you two.
What's she doing, Jeff? She's making saucepan handles out of barbed wire, Jess.
That should be good on your hands.
Jess, how are your feet?
Oh, improving. It's a bit painful to hobble around, but I manage.
Have you heard the latest?
Probably.
We'll be home for Christmas. I've been hearing that for years. I suppose one of these Christmases it'll come true. If we can hang out. Here you are, Val. Have a lend of this for your rice.
Thanks, Jeff.
Just the same, you know. It certainly would be nice to be home for Christmas.
It'd be nice to be home.
I think that must be the most beautiful phrase in the English language. Home for Christmas. If only it were true. We must get out of here soon, or more of our girls will never get home. Mitz is very sick now and in hospital. We're all about at the end of our tether. Been told we can write home. 25 words, 1 letter each. This doesn't sound as if we'll be leaving for a while, for all the rumors. 3 or 4 of us went to the hospital to tell our girls, who are patients, and take them the letter forms. I gave Ioli and Jess their paper. They're both down with malaria and beriberi again. And then I went to Mitz. She looked desperately ill. Mitz. Mitz, it's Jeff.
Oh, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff. How is she, Jeff?
About the same, Shorty.
It's cold. It's awfully cold.
Here, we'll put this over her.
It's terrible to keep a sick girl warm by covering her with an old rice sack.
These damn Japs. If only they'd give us some medical supplies. They've kept the things from the American Red Cross for a year now. Why can't the swines release it to us?
Well, they've used it all by now, I should think.
Jeff, are you going to stay with me for a little while?
Yes, Mitz. Of course I'll stay.
I'll come back and see you when Jeff goes, Mitz.
Don't want to be by myself. Not just now.
I'm going to see if I can scrounge you an egg.
Mitz, I came to tell you that we can write a letter home. I brought you a letter form.
Funny. I was going to ask you to write for me. Thought you
could post it when you get out.
You'll be posting your own letters when we all get out.
Oh, I don't think I can make it, Jeff. I've tried. Too tired.
Oh, Mitz.
Will you write for me, Jeff?
Of course.
Just say that I'm sorry I won't see them again. And I would love to see the garden at home. But I remember it. Always so pretty. Oh, and Jeff?
Yes.
Give them my love, won't you?
On August the 18th, dear little Mitz died. Of the 65 sisters who left Singapore, we are now only 24. Last Sunday, the powers that be in the guardhouse up the hill sent word around the camp that all the children could visit their fathers and brothers in the men's camp a mile or so away through the rubber. Trot and I were kept going hammer and tongs, cutting hair so that they'd look presentable.
Hold still, Hank.
It's so hard to stand still, Sister Trot. I am very excited, you understand.
You must be. But if you wiggle about, you'll have steps and stairs cut into your hair.
What are you wearing to visit your father, Hank?
I do not know, Sister Jeff. Mama said she will fix something for me.
Bend your head forward. That's it.
The Dutch lines are frantic with making frocks from cast-offs for the girls. There'll be some very snappy fashions by the look of it.
Oh, Jeff, you can't spare a bit of your mosquito net, can you?
What in the world for, Shorty?
Well, Mrs. Brookhouse is trying to make young Peter a shirt. She hasn't got enough material.
Well, I don't think the bits and pieces that Rule Britannia are made from would be much help. It's all falling to bits.
I'll ask Mavis Hannah. She might have something. We want some ribbon, too.
There you are, Hank. That's the best I can do for you.
Thank you, Sister Trot.
Well, come and let's see you all dressed up before you go, Hank.
I will, Sister Jeff. Wait for me, Bernie.
Hurry up, then.
How are you doing, Jeff?
I've never worked so hard. I've lost count of how many trims I've done.
And still they come. Come on, you next.
There she blows. Oh, look at them racing to line up at the guardhouse.
Oh, poor little kids.
You know, some of these kids, the four-year-olds, will be seeing their fathers for the first time. Look, here comes Hank. Who's that with him?
It's Leo.
What is he attired in?
Poor Leo.
Black as the ace of spades, a squint and one tooth missing.
Yes, but Jeff, look at his clothes.
Those pants. What are they?
It's a sarong of sorts.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear, and the very peculiar arrangement covering his top half.
Oh, Mr. Jeff, I have come to show you myself. And Leo wants to be shown, too.
Oh, dear. I think you both look very smart, Hank.
We cannot stay, Sister Jeff. We must not be late.
Well, thank you for letting us see you, Hank and Leo.
You'd better hurry. The others are all lined up.
Come and see us when you come back. Tell us all about your visit.
I will, thank you, Sister Jeff.
That hat! Oh, where did he get that hat?
Well, it looked as if it might have been worn to a garden party by a film star in the 30s. Oh, what's he saying?
He's telling them to shut up.
The names he calls are to stay.
I wonder why.
Their fathers are dead.
Oh.
Ingrid. Brian.
Poor little mites.
Murrah.
Oh, that was Hank called out.
This is a charming way for the kids and their mothers to learn that their fathers and husbands are dead.
Come on.
That little soul is being told he's too little to go. He can go next year.
Next year? He'll be too thin and weak then to walk the distance if he's still alive.
That goes for all of us.
And Leo said that his father has hair all over his head. And all over his face, too. Could that be, Sister Jeff?
Oh, yes, Hank, yes. He must have had a beard.
I suppose he would look odd after seeing nothing but hairless yellow apes as long as he could remember.
And some of the boys were frightened. They said they were very big, their fathers. I would not have been frightened, no matter how big my father had been.
Of course not, Hank.
I think I had better go back now, Sister Jeff. Mama is not happy. She cries a lot tonight.
You run along to her, Hank.
Good night, Sister Blanche. Good night, Sister Jeff.
Good night, Hank. Good night, little Hank. Poor little soul. I don't think he really knows what it's all about. Just as well, maybe.
Rumors, rumors, rumors. The place is alive with them. Every day there's something new. Something contradicting yesterday's rumors.
The Japs are getting us all out of Sumatra. They're going to give the country its independence.
We'll be here until November. We're not moving.
War is almost over. Peace is nearly here.
We're going to Australia. We'll be moving in a few weeks.
No, we're staying here. The Dutch are moving to Java.
The English are going to Singapore.
And, of course, the same old story, we'll be home for Christmas. We take it all with a grain of salt. None of us can afford the energy to get excited over rumors. We were very suddenly inspected the other day by a high Japanese official. We were told to hurry up the hill and collect the bad tapioca roots and distribute them throughout the whole camp before he arrived.
Get a move on, everyone. His honorable horribleness is on the way.
We'll never get finished. We've got to tidy the hut before we'll be ready for Tenko.
We're to stand at attention beside our bed space to take Tenko.
Oh, that'll have to do. Oh, dear, what a to-do. It's all so tiring.
I'm not going to get into my uniform this time. He can see me like this and like it.
Don't worry, Trot. He'll like you for yourself, not for your beauty.
Here we go. Line up, girls.
His oriental atrocity approaches.
He's on his way. I think we'll be first.
Oh, that's good. We can get on with our jobs once he's gone. Oh, goodness, I'm tired after all that rush.
Look out, here he is.
Hattie, hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie, hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie, hattie, ho, Matt.
Hattie, hattie, ho, Matt.
Ah, so. These are Australian kangaroos. Ah, yes. Very nice.
Ah, well, that's that.
That was short and to the point. So glad to meet Kankafoo. Ah, so glad.
Ah, very nice to bow to you too. Ah, yes.
He had more gold braid on his coat than any of the others.
But still the patch on the seat of his pants.
Perhaps that's a sort of badge of office. Oh, well, anyway, that wasn't so bad. Better than standing waiting in the sun for hours and hours.
Now I can get back to work. Now, where was I before I was interrupted? Oh, yes, I know. I'm due on duty.
And that was that. The only good thing was that we managed to get a few bits of tapioca root to cook for our tea. One thing we've noticed. The guards seem to have their tails down. They're not nearly as annoying as they were. Perhaps this is a good sign. Are we winning the war? Our fear is that we've won it. And no one knows where to find us.
listen again for a further episode of this true story of Australian women at war. White Coolies is based on the diary written secretly in a Japanese prison camp by Sister Betty Jeffrey, especially adapted for radio by Gwen Friend, and produced by Fifi Banvard for Australasian Radio Productions.